This episode brought to you by PM Antiperspirant.
You've been sitting behind your DM screen for hours, running a complex and compelling story, guiding your unruly player characters, playing countless NPCs, and orchestrating heated battles. Running an entire universe is hard work. But before you know it...
Smells like critical shit in here!
You know who's to blame. You can feel the sweat dripping down your sides. You're so soaked through, you feel like a water elemental twerked all over your armpits. That's where Pungent Master Antiperspirant comes in. Pungent Master is a powerful new deodorant with a special formula made specifically for dungeon masters. And the easy roll-on applicator lets you keep rolling those dice. Pungent Master will keep your armpits so dry, they'll make the Dark Sun campaign setting look like the Oscar-winning 1995 box office smash Waterworld, starring Kevin Costner. Plus, Pungent Master comes in a variety of amazing scents, including axe handle, new carriage smell, leather gauntlet, D69, blade oil, eldritch bloom, and don't smell my kraken. So keep that sweat from running down your spell slot. Pick up some Pungent Master today.
Pungent Master, keeping those pits dry while you make your players cry. Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
And Bernard sees a pantry.
Ah, Bernard.
It contains shelves of foodstuffs, a lot of which are bare. There's two barrels of wine sitting against the east wall.
Oh, wait, ask him to get the dented biscuit maker.
Drag it away in your little rodent teeth.
Interesting. Yes, let's steal the waffle maker, Lank. I see how it is.
And then my quest will be at an end.
There must be a waffle maker, the dent biscuit maker somewhere here.
Well, he reports that. Do you go in or do you care?
He reports that it's a pantry?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go in if there's no...
Okay.
People in there.
It's looks empty. You know, people. There's, like I said, foodstuffs on the shelves. There's two barrels of wine labeled Red Dragon Crush.
Whoa! Nice.
You do see a few odds and ends in terms of, like, cookware. One of which you think might be a pan used for, in fact, making dent biscuits.
I grab that sucker and I walk right out with it held high in my hand. Like, check this out! Look what I have found!
It's nice and heavy.
Scream.
It's cast iron.
No, yeah, I'm like...
You drop it in your head?
I'm like, look at this! I wonder what this does! Except I'm really still terrified, so I'm not really that smarmy.
And I'm actually not there. I went with Bathwack to check on the servants.
Where did you guys go?
You guys don't know where the servants
That's
are.
That's what I was doing. Oh, I was checking
on the
servants.
Yeah, you were checking on the servants.
Oh, I thought we'd already wandered off.
No.
Where'd you go?
Ooh!
Where do you think...
Says Lank. Okay, yeah.
where do you think they are? Upstairs?
Well, there's a bunch upstairs. Like, there were two doors that we saw that weren't open.
Are there any downstairses?
And remember that Will has explored a lot of this house that you guys haven't.
Yeah.
Right,
good point.
And I'm also going to say, you know what, guys? If we're going to spend any amount of time in this house, we need to put watches at both doors. Because if there's going to be someone coming to look to, you know... happen upon the fact that the mayor and his wife has been murdered, we might want to keep an eye out, right? No? I'll put Bernard at one.
I'll watch, says
but
Nick.
But we're not guilty.
We're not guilty, Rafina, but do you know anything about setting people up? Have you ever heard of that in your bear toggling river in...
I would set them up on a comfortable ride across the Bear Tunnel River.
Rafina, you are such a pure soul, but this is something that happens.
I'll watch the front door, says Nick.
All right, thank you, Nick. Bernard, please somehow watch this door as a rat.
I'm going to go with Nick.
Oh, you're going to stand... Wait, okay.
I'm standing guard with Nick, unless you want me with you, Will.
Oh, well...
I feel like you're mad.
I am not mad at you. I'm saying you're a pure soul.
I am not mad at you!
Rafina, you are about as pure as they get, which is very sweet, but...
It seems like a negative for you.
Oh. And Will gets all like, Rafina, no, it's not. Can you watch the back door? He's actually very kindly speaking, which is not something he usually does. He, like, okay. Actually recenters. It's okay. I'm not mad at you. I'm terrified. Okay? Does that help? Okay.
I will go watch the back door.
And, oh, goodness gracious. I think he actually hugs her a little bit, but is very uncomfortable with that.
And her, and Rafina is just so surprised and happy that she turns to give him a big, long, long, long hug once again. Much longer than he intended.
He's like, no! All right, I gotta go!
And then, oh,
he's not...
I'm assuming you're still not yelling, though,
no,
right?
No. I'm yelling. Katie is yelling. Will is not yelling. This whole time, he's frantically whispering. But he's like, okay. And he, like, pretends that the waffle maker is leading him away. He's like, oh, this waffle maker is pulling me this other direction. I gotta go.
Oh, magical
turns dentist into a mime.
I turn into a mime. But make sure that nobody surprises us while we go and look for the servants.
Okay, should we have a signal?
Yeah, probably. What would that be?
How about I make a loud chair scoot noise?
Walla walla hoo!
Walla walla. Hey! Maybe, you know what, maybe... Oh man, I wish I had some kind of costume that I could give her to make her look like a servant. Is there an apron? Is there an apron in this kitchen? Can
there
I look around?
There is actually an apron hanging up.
I'm going to go grab an apron and put it on her and be like, if anyone comes to the door, just pretend you work here.
It's huge.
Pretend you work here still. I don't know what to do.
Just so you know.
So
I'll use it to wipe the floor.
God damn it.
Still doesn't give me a signal.
Oh, I know. But because I was going to say you could pretend to be like, oh, the master's sleeping. I'll have to get him and then go... is there a bell? There was a bell. Wait, does the bell ring upstairs? There was
I
a
just
bell?
Said there was a bell, but it might just open the attic.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
I think it's pretty, I think there must be a third floor.
Hmm.
There's definitely a third floor. You saw.
I can see a lot of black
there
space.
There was a couple
up
attic
the
windows.
Second.
Oh yeah, and
if
that's
you recall,
what Bernard,
Bernard
saw lights coming
saw
out
purple
of
purple light coming out of one of the
oh,
attic
that's
windows
the problem.
At one point.
Purple light.
Purple
or, was
light.
It purple? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So what would be a normal thing to shout across a house, Nick? Come on, you're going to go do the front door.
Well, I can talk to you like this. I can talk to you like
okay,
this.
Okay, you can.
He says in your mind.
Sweet. Also, get somehow not looking like an armor guy. Put on
wow.
a nightgown. Damn it. I wish there were some nightgowns or something that servants could come to the door. Watch none of the servants live here. Like, we're planning that the servants...
I'll just pretend to be a guard.
Pretend to be a guard, but you don't have the... You don't have the guard outfit.
I'll be a... Paid guard. I'm a sub.
Yeah, don't you think that'll just be suspicious? Damn it, nobody!
Well,
come
I'll
on,
just
guys.
Kill whoever comes
Why
in.
Why can't we just be a rug? We can't make people... We can't... You can't transfigure into a rug?
I can't, no.
Where right. are Bathwack and Lank going?
Nowhere fast.
Probably start... How about this room off the kitchen?
The other door off the kitchen you haven't opened?
Yeah.
That hasn't been gone through? Okay. You head into there, which is the door closest to the stairway leading up, and you creep into there, all creepy-like, and see... Looks like maybe like a preparation room. There's another door on the far wall leading into the dining room. There are two plain wooden tables. They have white sheets on top of them. There's sets of silverware on one of them, sort of arranged to be maybe ported out to the dining room, and then there's some foodstuffs on the other one.
Well, that's underwhelming.
Nobody's maybe, asleep.
Maybe cross through the north door to the other room.
All right, you head through the north door and then into the hallway, and then you open up that other door on the other side of the hallway from where you are?
Yes.
All right, roll a stealth check.
Oh, God.
Oh, I really messed this up for us.
Why?
Four.
Well, who's opening the door?
Bathwack probably would be, because
really?
He could reach the handle.
Let's say he's not.
Here's your chance. Who's opening the door?
All right, Lank's opening the door.
No.
But I rolled a 10.
Okay. You open the door. It does actually creak a little bit, and you stop it in time to see. You can see the door opens to the right, so you can peer through and you see two beds on the side of this room that you can see into, one of which is occupied.
Oh.
Does he look bashed?
It's hard to tell from where you are. It's the far bed. They're turned away from you. The covers are up over them, not the whole way, but up to the, you know, up to the neck.
Can I peek around the door to get a fuller view of the room?
You peer around the door, and you see two other beds, the other of which in the opposite corner from where the one person was sleeping. So the corner, like, directly to the right of the door, there's someone in that bed. That person is turned towards you. You can see with your dark vision that it is the maid who escorted you in. And from what you can tell, she seems fine. She looks like she's asleep.
Ah, okay. I'm going to step back out and communicate this to Bathwack.
Do you leave the door open, or do you close it?
Since it creaked, probably leave it open for the moment.
Okay.
There's two people in there. they seem okay.
Just can go tell Will and Nick, just so they know.
Yeah, well, we found the servants. We can tell them we found the servants.
Why wouldn't you tell Rafina?
I don't know where you are. Yeah.
Isn't she up in a tree?
Okay, Lank crosses that room with the people, opens that window, and shouts out to the tree, "Hey, Rafina, we found the servants. They're fine. You okay up there?"
Where do you actually go?
I think we go back to the kitchen.
Where I think you guys are still trying to figure out a signal.
Right. Yeah. Well, we were doing that while they were checking, so...
Yep.
Okay.
I could do a little mini tap dance. Can you hear it on the floor?
Oh, goodness gracious.
That's what Will says in character. Goodness gracious.
He doesn't want her to be all upset, so he's being weirdly nice right now.
Oh, I have a dog whistle. And I do, I have a dog whistle. But maybe Bernard could hear it.
Yeah. Snap, but he's a rat right now, and it would take
but maybe
me, like,
he could still hear it anyway.
Maybe.
Yeah, can rats
hear
dog whistles?
I don't know.
Google it.
Quick, Barovapedia.
Wow, it popped up. Rats can hear sounds that we cannot. They can hear ultrasonic frequencies well above the range of human perception.
So let's just say yes.
So Rafina has a rat whistle.
All right. Use your rat whistle.
Rat
All right.
Whistle.
My rat whistle.
Rat whistle. Okay.
Okay. I got it.
So they came in here. So we're figuring that out as you guys come in, and we're like, what happened? What'd you find out?
We found the servants.
Oh.
They're all right.
Oh,
good,
God.
Maybe.
Right. Will gets really nervous again. Okay. Now we gotta be really quiet still. Are we gonna check out this house still? And if so, I think, shit. We gotta I've gotta be prepared to be the Baron, and we gotta move those bodies or whatever. Are they in a place that you can move? Like, where are they? I didn't see the bodies. I only saw the dogs.
They're in the bedroom. One of them is right in the guy is right inside the door, and Lydia is in the bed.
All right. Will immediately starts going upstairs to go move the bodies. He
Don't
goes,
trip over the dogs.
Yeah, he's moving the dog bodies too. Will has moved bodies before. Will goes up the kitchen back stairs and goes down that hallway right away and starts moving all the bodies into one room. Okay. And then starts prestidigitizing the blood off
of
the floor.
Well, hold on. Where are you moving them?
Okay, he said they were in the bedroom. So Will's like, okay, we're gonna put all the bodies in the same room. We'll call it the dead room instead of the bedroom. Ha-ha!
We all enjoy a hearty chuckle.
Just like that. Rafina is saying, mumbling to herself like a curmudgeon, I really feel like the worst possible thing we could do is tamper with the scene of the crime, but nobody listens to me.
Well, I'm going to cover up as much of the crime as I can so that at least it's not obvious.
This would be a great episode of CSI Ravenloft.
I'm going on the record as saying.
Okay. Record noted.
Write it down. Somebody write it down.
On the record.
But yeah, that's what Will starts doing, dragging the dogs into the bedroom and
Okay. Moving
the bodies into like a corner, hiding them as much as he can in that room.
Does anybody go with him?
Rafina has been instructed to guard the door.
I'll go with him because I know where everything is.
Okay. Bathwack?
I'll go too, but I'd like to go around the front and just peek in some of the other rooms on the ground floor on my way up the stairs.
So you're heading towards the front stairs?
Yeah.
Okay. Any of the ones you peek in are as I have described before? Are there any... There's one room that hasn't been looked in, which is...
Front closet or something?
It's to the right of the front door.
Yeah, why don't I look in there real quick?
Okay. It is, in fact, a front closet. It has, like, it's like a cloakroom, basically. There's hooks for hanging stuff and... that kind of thing. There are some cloaks and whatnot, some shoes in there. Nothing out of the ordinary.
All right, so I'll head up the stairs and go back to meet them.
All right, so we've got Rafina currently at the back door, Nick at the front door, and the rest of you upstairs. Will sweating hard, dragging bodies around. What about Lank and Bathwack? Do you join in? Do you object? Do you just watch?
I'll help. Why not?
Lank sees what's going on and leaves.
Where do you go?
Jumps through the window. goes out and maybe down around the bottom of that hallway toward the next, like toward the stairs.
Okay. So through the main gallery with the paintings on the walls towards the front of the house?
Yeah. Sort of wandering down that next hallway that has like, it looks like the office on the one side and the...
All right, down past towards where the library was, that little hallway.
Yeah.
Offshoot. Okay, the next one up. Okay. All right, so you're heading down this hallway. There is the door open to your left, which if you look in there, it is a library, and three closed doors, one further down on the left and two on the right.
Well, might as well go down to the end of the hall and see what that last door is all about.
Okay. That last door there. Okay.
It's a Balrog!
Oh, shit! I close the door.
defeated.
Before you expose the Balrog, you find that the door is locked.
Oh.
Oh. Well. I'm going to go back and try that, the previous door.
The further one down on the right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You try that door. And that door is open. You open that door to find yourself in a well-appointed bedroom. There's a canopied bed, a low bookshelf, an arched window in the north wall. Nothing out of the ordinary, unusual. The bed is empty. If you check out the books, looks like a collection of maybe Barovian fables and some tomes about anything from like mythology to histories and whatnot. Things like that. The main thing that seems odd to you is that it's unoccupied. It seems to be someone's room, but there's no one in it.
All right. I can do an investigation check quick, or was that it?
you can, but that's it.
Okay. Then move on to the next room.
The one door you haven't tried, and that door is also locked.
At this point, it may be... So, okay, where's Nick?
Nick is at the front door.
Lang's going to walk back around to the other people upstairs.
All right, back to the master bedroom. They've now moved all the bodies into the bedroom. What are you guys doing with them?
Putting on a play.
Hmm? What are you doing with the bodies? Vathwek's trying to put on a play.
Do you play along? Is there a closet in that room or anything?
There are two doors that are closed in that room. There is one on the south wall next to the door you came in, and there is one in the far corner, sort of the northeast corner.
I'm going to use my spatial awareness and try to figure out what one seems like it would be opening to a smaller area, based on the fact that I was in the library.
You would guess that the one closest to the wall would probably be.
Okay.
Maybe.
Then I'm going to check in that one.
Okay. The one in the corner there opens up into a Balrog. No, it is a closet.
I put him in there. That's where I'm dragging the bodies.
Okay.
Actually, I first search and look around and see if there's any things for me to take.
There are coats, gowns, other fancy apparel, many fine shoes, slippers, boots. There's some nice clothing.
Shoes, yo! Okay, what's the other door lead to? Because I don't know, maybe I want some of those
more shoes!
No, like, because the Baron, is he even, he's probably not my size at all. His clothes might not be my size, probably, right?
His feet are really big.
Will's shoe size is 11. I actually know that, you guys. That's how anal I am about making my characters.
Then
his
they actually might fit.
Really?
I was thinking Will's like a size 8.
No! What the fuck does that mean? I'm going to punch you right in your nose.
I'm not here. I'm a DM. I'm not in this world.
But is there anything hidden in this closet?
Well, why don't you roll an investigation check?
All right. Oh my god! Natural 20.
Natural 20? You know what that means. I take too long to play this sound. You don't find anything.
I hate you.
Actually, no. You don't find anything, but you're very thorough and very careful. And when you are close to the far wall of the closet, the one away from the door, towards mm-hmm. the front of the house, mm-hmm. you hear the faintest of sounds, so faint, which sounds like it might be like a low moaning sound.
Oh my god, are you kidding me? Guys, I don't tell anyone about it and I leave. Time to go, guys! Time to leave.
It doesn't sound like a spooky moaning, it sounds like a very human moaning.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to keep that to myself for right now, and I'm going to go check the other side of the room, because I need to hide these bodies. So, the other door that's not open, can we check that one?
Sure. I mean, does Bathwack check that while you're checking that one, or?
Sure, I'll check the other door. Sure. I wanted to anyway.
I want to anyway!
You open up this door, and it is also unoccupied, and the first thing you notice that it actually has an interesting smell. It smells of powder and fine perfume. There is a vanity against one wall next to a wooden mannequin wearing a white bridal gown mounted on...
Oh, so sad. I'm sad.
Mounted on the wall right next to the door you just opened is a full-length mirror with a gilded frame. And there is a few other doors leading off of this room. One presumably back to the hallway where the dogs were found dead.
There's another door in the northwest corner?
There's a door in the northwest and there's a door on the south. There's doors on every wall except for the exterior wall.
I'm gonna walk over to the vanity. Is there any perfume or something there?
Yeah, there's it looks like a perfume collection. Lots of different bottles and whatnot.
Does Bathwack like perfume?
I'm just gonna take one at random. I'll keep it in my hand for now.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm going to check the northwest door.
Okay. You open that up, and you see that it is a small privy.
Hmm. I'll keep
you can maybe
that
use
for
the,
later.
You can maybe use the perfume in there.
All right, I'll go back to the bedroom.
Okay.
Lank has wandered over. I have, in all of your looking around, have you found a key? I've come across a couple locked doors down the hall.
Nope.
Can we go, can we just go try to unlock them the usual way?
Oh, God.
Well, I didn't want to take unilateral action, but yeah, that was where I was headed. Lang pulls out his crowbar and heads back down the hall.
Oh, crap. No, check the bodies. Check the bodies. That's what Will says. Check the bodies for a key.
What? The bodies? Aren't they in the...
Hadn't you already checked the bodies?
I haven't checked the bodies, no, but I'm checking the bodies right now, because if he sees you guys going to go bust down a door and we know that servants are sleeping here, Will's going to be like, no, and just check the bodies for keys or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. You find in a pocket of the nightgown that the Baron is wearing a severed head. Ah! A set of keys.
Nice. I got the keys. There you go.
Okay.
All right. Bathpack, what'd you see in the other room? So Will just gets that information from Bathpack.
Yep.
If he tells you.
I'll tell him. There's more perfume, Will.
Okay.
Let's talk about the privy.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah. I'm keeping the privy to myself.
No. Keeping it privy?
Keeping it privy. If you tell me about the privy, that's where he starts dragging a couple of the bodies. Like the dogs, maybe. If he can stuff a couple of the dogs in there.
Sure.
Sorry, the privy is not your privy anymore. It's the dead dog room. Actually, before he does that, I want to check to make sure. So if he goes over here, is there a way to lock this door from the hallway?
Probably. If you had the key.
I want to lock it and barricade it with this vanity. Because I'm basically, what Will's doing right now is to try to make it so that if someone were to come in the house, they would not find bodies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's going to barricade that door to the hallway. Then he's going to drag the dogs over there and probably drag the other guys into this corner.
You can work on that.
Yeah.
There's still blood all over the hallway, right?
Uh-huh. There and is. I have prestidigitation. I'll clean it up. I got you, Bathwack. Go ahead.
Got you, Bathwack.
Thwack some thwacks.
One more question. You said there was some cord or something hanging down in the bedroom?
In the bedroom, there is a short pull cord attached to what looks like a trap door in the ceiling.
Trap door. In other words, it pulls down the trap door, probably.
You would think. It looks like an attic door, like with a pull down stair, maybe.
Hmm. Does anyone want to go up there?
Sure. Do we want to open these other doors to clear by floor?
Yeah, sounds good. Let's do that.
All right. This is the best buddy cop movie I've ever heard of. Like a Bathwack. Head back down the hall. Which door do you check out first?
Well, we're going to get to the one on the right first. You want to try that one?
Sure.
There's a few keys on this set of keys. You go through them all, and none of them seem to work.
Oh, good.
Glad we took the effort.
Yeah.
All right, so warm up the old crowbar.
Oh, God.
All right. Go ahead and make a strength check with advantage.
Can you quietly break down doors? Probably not.
We'll see.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Well, wait, which one of us is strength checking?
Whoever's got the crowbar wedged into the door frame.
Okay.
Well,
I thought Bathwack's way of opening doors was just to try real
that's
hard.
That's what I was going to do, but, you know, if Link wants to go first, that's fine.
With advantage.
I know how this is going to turn out.
Uh-oh.
19.
Okay. That splinters the door frame enough so that the door does swing open.
Lank appeared as though he was trying to be as quiet as possible, using his crowbar to break the wood.
Mm-hmm. You know, it makes a little bit of a sound, but, you know, not enough to, like, wake the servants downstairs, you don't think. You open this up, and you find another bedroom. This one. Basically, the best way to describe it in one word is dolls.
What the fuck?
This room is full of pretty little dolls that look very familiar to you.
What?
Son of a bitch.
All of which appear just as in the image of Irina.
Some of
the dolls fill a long bookshelf. Others are arranged in neat rows on wall-mounted shelves. Still others are piled on top of a bed and a heavy wooden chest.
Oh my God, what size is the one that's on the bed?
They're all doll-sized.
Okay. I was just
going to
say.
I know where you were going with that.
They're for children!
Ah, oh, Blinsky, you murderous son of a... I don't know what you are a son of. Pancakes. Sorry. Son of a pancake.
Well, Bathwack.
How about that? I'm going over to the chest.
How about that?
How about that?
Okay.
Well, isn't that special?
There's some dolls on top of it.
I'm just going to clear them off with my arm.
Okay. They clatter to the floor. The chest is open. There's, you see first a heap of wrinkled clothing, under which, you find a short sword.
What?
It looks like clothing, like someone's clothes.
Yeah, but a sword?
Yeah.
Is that the thing in this house? No.
Grab it just in case.
Do you know? Do you remember at all what you're looking for? Like, have you? Look at Nick's notes.
All right, I'm looking at the notes. Here we go.
It's the dolls, right? We're supposed to take the dolls.
Oh, here we go. This card leads the way to another symbol of good, the key to Petrovna's grave. There is a it's the Nine of Swords, Torturer. There is a town where all is not well. There you will find a house of corruption, and within, a dark room full of still ghosts. Could that be dolls?
Yes, of course it could.
Oh my god.
Ew, I hate that. I hated it last time, too.
Are you checking out anything, Lank?
Well, Bathwax got the chest. I'll go look under the bed.
Okay. Under the bed, you find a rather sizable collection of empty wine bottles.
Oh my god.
They all bear the Wizard of Wine's label, and they all seem to be Purple Grape Mash number 3.
What is this?
Otherwise, you don't really see much under there.
Is it the mayor, or is it like Izek's little hiding place in here? Or does Izek just get them for the mayor? What is happening? This story is weird. Dungeons and Dragons.
Satan's game.
Right now, it certainly feels that way.
Ah, okay.
I'm taking the sword.
Okay.
There's a wine under here. Like, empty wine bottles under here.
Is there anything... Is it just a short sword? Is there anything remarkable about it?
In what way?
Well, I don't know. Does anything look peculiar, or does it look like a regular short sword?
As far as you can tell, it looks just like a standard issue short sword.
Hmm.
Not too fancy or fine. Pretty utilitarian. I mean, looks like it would serve the job most short swords are asked to do.
All right.
Hmm.
You guys want to look at anything else in here?
Anything else jump out?
One of the dolls!
I'd say maybe the only thing that's notable is the doll that maybe you think is taking the place of honor in here is sort of sitting on the pillow of the bed, and this one is lacking an arm.
Oh, oh my goodness gracious.
Every time we get more details about this room, I regret it.
Yeah. Just run away.
Otherwise,
run away.
It seems like maybe if you look around, not in any like particular order or anything, but just some of them seem more refined, more detailed, and some less so.
So like,
that's the most different one.
Practice dolls. Fantastic. Let's go check out that other room.
I'm taking that doll, the one on the pillow.
Okay.
Knock yourself out.
Yep. You see, it's that guy. Maybe I'll give it back.
Oh, creepy.
All right. So you can add a short sword and a Irina armless doll to your inventory. There you go.
Can I be looking around in this
room? Yeah, we can go back to you. Go ahead.
I just didn't know if there was anything to like look at it, like in this room. In my bedroom. In my bedroom.
In your bedroom.
I am claiming it because I'm going to be the mayor of Valaki now. but I want to look around to see if there's anything of value.
You find, aside from what's in like the closet, you know, more standard items of clothing, tunics, pants, and whatnot, undergarments in the drawers of the bedroom.
I just laughed at underwear. Like, I literally, that's how classy I am. Like, that's how cool I am. It's as much of an adult I am. I'm like, underwear.
There's in the one table next to the chair by the window, there's like a box with a few different pipes in it, like smoking pipes.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, not too much. Some, you know, there's a hairbrush in the one dresser, which looks like it's maybe more for the lady than for the man.
Cool.
It is cool. And you also notice the trapdoor in the ceiling.
Okay. Wait, are they looking at this room? Have they looked at this room? Because I just want to make sure I block this room off. I don't want anyone to go into this room.
You don't know what they're looking at.
Okay, well, I'm bustling around back and forth between these two rooms. Can I just peek in this room? Is it locked?
You can look in that door if you want. It is not locked. There's a door from the hallway and also from the room with the bridal gown. And that leads to...
A bathroom?
A
bathroom.
It is a bathroom, yes, for bathing. Hmm. There's an iron tub with clawed feet resting against the outer wall.
That's where I put the bodies, the human bodies. I've dragged
after you move them.
Well, I moved them into this room.
We're moving them all over here.
The dogs go in the privy room, and because I had dragged the bodies into this room, so it's actually not so bad. I just drag them right in and put them in the tub.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So once they begin to leak,
we'll
just go down the drain.
Perfect.
Guys, I'm an expert at this.
You know, the drain.
It'll just make a soup. Okay, shut up, man.
All right, so you work more with your bodies there.
God, this is disgusting.
Yep. Your clothes are a little dirty now. Good thing you got prestidigitation.
I'm gonna clean so much, you guys. Right. I was playing the maid before, but now I'm going to be the maid, too. It's
now we're back to the sequel, Turtle and the Dwarf Part 2, or whatever.
I can't go up with anything more than that. Okay. Ever the optimist, let's try those keys first.
Okay. You try a few, and quickly, or not too many of them, one of them does work and opens the door.
Did not see that coming.
Yeah, I know, right?
This door opens to reveal a closet type room. It's bare except...
Oh, shit.
What?
Except for against the back wall, there are a set of chains.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Torturers.
What looks like a badly beaten man wearing nothing but a loincloth is chained to the wall in there.
Oh, I only saw the chains. There's a person in here, too.
There
is.
What the
heck?
Shackles have cut into his wrists, causing blood to trickle down his hands. And how about you guys both make a either perception or investigation check?
All right.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow, that's just garbage. Hang on.
7.
Yeah, mine's probably going to be less. 6.
Okay. Yeah, you can just tell this guy has been abused. It is a man, you can tell that. His eyes have been removed.
Oh my god!
Oh, holy mother of pearl.
But face is just mangled, like...
Oh my god!
Beyond belief.
He's alive.
He is alive.
He's alive?
Oh my god, Rafina!
Yeah.
I'm gonna take
the crowbar to the chains, because would one of the keys might work. I don't know. I think of that. I think I'd probably just start trying to pry the chains out of the wall.
Okay. Oh, you can make a strength check for that one.
I'll see if I can help. Wait, if I help, what do we do? We just both roll?
I mean, you know, you can take the time if you want to start, you know, working at it.
Oh my god.
22 on the strength.
Okay, you pop one out of the wall.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Then I'll go to work on the other one.
I only got a 10, so not helping.
I heard my name, so I'm headed up.
Total of 20.
I wasn't there.
Oh, you weren't there either.
No.
Okay, I lost track. Sorry.
While I'm doing this, I'm talking like we're it's all right. It's all right. We're here to help you.
Oh my god, this is awful. Somebody go
this,
get
this,
Rafina!
This close up, you see it. It looks like it's an older man. He's got graying hair.
Oh my god.
Maybe a beard, at least at some point.
I'll go get Rafina.
Okay. You can heal too, you know.
Yeah, but...
We might need the big guns for this one.
Yeah. Bathak keeps talking about how tired he is. So.
I don't have any spells to restore eyes.
Yeah. Well, I'm not so sure I do either, but I'll walk.
All right, so you fetch Rafina, who comes scampering back up.
Scamper, scamper, scamper.
Once she's there, I'm going to go look for some water for him.
Okay.
Is he dying?
He's not unconscious, but he is not in great shape.
Oh, do we know how many hit points he has?
Very, very, very few.
Oh my god.
But not zero.
I don't like this game. I'm really sad.
You guys want to just play Monopoly instead? Monopoly podcast.
That's the one game that's worse than coming across a man beaten within an inch of his life.
Oh my god.
And his eyes gouged out.
God, I'm so...
Blank, you remember there were some containers of water down in the kitchen that you would assume are potable.
Okay.
I'll heal 5 hit points for this guy.
Okay.
I also have Lesser Restoration, which so will end one disease or condition, including blindness.
Oh.
Okay.
Does that work?
I mean, it's less of a condition. It's more of a physical...
Listen, Dungeon Master.
He hasn't been magically blinded. He's been gouged.
Oh, for Pete's ploop. All right.
But your efforts there, Bathwax, seem to ease his suffering at least a little bit. You know, some of the wounds on him are smoothed out a bit, and some of the swelling goes down a bit. And you hear him go, oh.
What?
Help me.
Oh my god, it's him!
Help me.
Fuck that guy! Kill him!
What?
Wait, the coffin maker?
No.
It's the coffin maker!
Yeah?
The freaking coffee maker. He's from Starbucks.
The coffee maker.
The coffee maker.
Mr. Coffee himself.
Mr. Coffee. Oh, never mind. I don't feel so bad now. Well, I still feel bad, actually. But that guy sucks. That guy's an evil guy. That is an evil man.
Well, he may just have been set up.
Which time?
No! He totally just said what he did.
Rufina is earnestly trying to understand this con man speak. That
oh, I'm not even there. God damn it. Nobody's even told me. Never mind. I'm still not there.
Find a different room to move the bodies into,
Will. I'm just dragging the bodies around. And
how long could it possibly take to drag the bodies around?
Blank will drop off the water with the healers and then go find Will and tell him that they found a torture victim.
I'm cleaning the carpets and the blood off the floor.
At this point,
you
decide to replace the mannequin with one of the bodies. You put the gown on him.
Yeah, there you go. I put the bridal gown on the dude for some reason.
Put the mannequin in the bed.
Yeah. No. Oh, God. Okay, yeah. I'm probably in the middle of cleaning. And so I come, yeah, I'm like, what? I'm going to go over.
All right, so you're all together. Again, at last.
Wait a second. Do I recognize this guy as now that I'm over here? Do I?
I mean, you hear his voice. You were pretty.
Oh, you guys. This is the fucking coffin maker.
Regardless, did he deserve this?
Yes. Do you remember that this guy was harboring how many vampires in his shop? Do you remember this? Do you remember? No, this is Will saying that. I'm not Katie saying this, yelling at my friends. Guys! Do you fucking remember this?
Whoever did this to him is more evil than him.
I'm inclined to agree.
But that still doesn't mean he's not evil, you guys. He was going to have vampires attack the town. I put my hands over his ears so he doesn't hear us talking about him.
Was someone talking about me? No.
Oh, did you confess anything, Henrik?
Who's there?
Did you confess anything?
Help me.
What'd you confess? See, the problem is Will has totally been around this before. You guys are seeing so many bad things about Will right now. He's like, oh, what did you give up? Hello? Did you confess anything? Oh my god, you guys, heal this guy or not. Don't heal him.
I'm healing. I've got cure wounds. I didn't.
Lank turns to the healers. Do you need anything else to heal him?
I just need to sleep.
Like boiling water or, you know, towels or whatever people always ask
boiling
for.
Boiling water!
I think he's giving
boiling
birth!
Boiling water!
You need
I'll use some boiling
sword,
water.
Sword. Some aloe vera.
What?
Some Vaseline. I don't know. Neosporin.
Oh, man. Oh, this guy. You guys, don't even waste your... I'm going to go back. No, I shouldn't go back. I want to know what you guys are doing over here.
Listen, Will, if we heal him, then we can get him to tell us what he knows. We can get him on our side.
He's not going to go on your side. He's on the vampire's side. But sure, tell us what you know, you jerk.
Rafina kicks Will in the shins.
Hey, I hugged you!
Easy, easy.
Listen, you're being unreasonable, young man. I want you to sit down and be quiet.
No way!
Rafina sticks a cloth in his mouth.
How'd you get up here so fast?
I am very spry.
How did you get up here so
fast? She climbed my body and stuffed something in my mouth.
You weren't even here.
So can they heal you to some point where you're talking? Eric, DM? You can't.
Have they?
Bathwack did his spell.
Yep.
And I guess it's probably better for me to do cure wounds.
Okay.
So I will.
Okay.
I'm going to touch him gingerly on the top of his head. And
it's sticky sing with blood.
La 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 la.
Lang could start like washing him off.
Okay.
Like wiping some of the blood off.
Oh, my. Will's just watching this, just like horrified. Like, why are these people doing this? This is ridiculous.
Okay, so I've done my thing. Thing is done.
What? How much does it heal?
It does 1d8 plus spell mod whiz.
Okay.
Whiz.
It's on you.
You see some more of the wounds go away, the swelling kind of go down. His eyes are still gone. He looks very weak. Almost like emaciated. Does that make sense time wise?
No.
Couple days.
It's like
no,
a
not
couple
really.
Days. No.
Never mind.
He seems very weak.
Yep.
That's fine.
But yet, slightly well fed.
He always sounded very bony to me.
Yeah. Totally.
It wouldn't be a stretch. It wouldn't be a stretch.
Yeah.
Okay. He says, "Who's there? Please help me. Take me away."
Calgon.
I like the idea that Rafina just sits there and she's just like, you know what? Calgon. You jerk. Will gives her a high five. Yeah.
Poops.
Tease him.
Rafina is mollified and takes the cloth out of your mouth.
Like, as Lank's trying to clean off the blood, who did this to you?
That beast of a creature, Strazny, he beat me within an inch of my life.
Surprise, surprise.
Get me away. Take me, whoever you are, save me.
What did Blinsky have to do with any of this?
Who?
Blinsky, the toy maker.
Do with what?
With this
He doesn't
torture.
Know anything, Rafina. He doesn't know
I
anything.
I don't know what you're talking about. Just get me out of here.
He's been in this closet. You guys, we gotta put him back in the closet.
Did Strazny take your eyes?
Yes.
Are you sure? You probably couldn't see.
I saw him take one, and then I was...
Holy shit. Oh. Son, take one. That's very wise.
All of us are laughing like this as in our characters. We're like, oh, good one, man.
Still held on to your sense of humor.
Yeah. What's so funny? I don't get it.
Okay, so do you know why that he did it to you? We will attempt to get you to a safe place, but there's a lot of work to be done here.
I don't know. They took me in here and did this to me. I'm just a simple man.
You must know, Mr. Vampire Harborer Dude.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
We have been to your shop,
And we have fried many vampires in your coffins there.
I don't know who you are or what you're talking about.
You don't need to know who we are, mister.
We're the ones who fried your vampires.
Oh,
don't you remember?
Oh, it's you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Says to Will.
Oh, it's me, he said to me. Yeah.
The rude one.
It doesn't get more rude than harboring vampires in your shop to kill everyone so you can get business for your coffin shop. I mean, come on.
Once he realizes who you guys are, he tries to get to his feet and starts lurching around, trying to ostensibly probably find a door or something.
Will knocks him down.
Just like pushing him? Or?
Yeah, just knocks him over. He doesn't care. Will's a jerk.
All right.
How does it feel, Will, to knock over a guy who has no eyeballs?
I'm putting my arm out across Will and pushing him back.
Oh.
Well, Will gets the shove in and gets this guy on his ass, and then you push him back. The guy, he scrambles on the floor sort of away from the direction that the push came from. Ends up in the corner.
Haven't you done enough? Just leave me be!
Haven't you done enough? Oh my god, you guys, this guy! What are we gonna do with him? We're not gonna bring him somewhere so he can talk about us. What are we gonna do with him?
He can't hurt us.
He really can't hurt us.
He raises a good point.
Except that if he talks about us, then people know about various things that we've done that we've been trying to keep under wraps.
If he talked about us, he's already told Isaac all about us.
No, I didn't tell him anything.
All right. Let me see what else I can gouge out of you. What did you tell him?
I didn't do anything. I didn't tell him anything.
What did you say? You just said nothing.
I didn't say anything. Why do you think he took my eyes?
Because he is a creep, and he probably would have done it anyway. But why would you even not tell us? That doesn't even make any logical sense. You don't know us. You have no loyalty to us. Why would you not say anything?
I'm scared of you.
Guys, I don't think I believe this guy.
He may also be loyal to someone else who provided him with vampires or...
Yeah, Vasily.
I want to hear more about, let's find out why he had the vampires. Tell us about the vampires, Mr. Coffin Dude Guy.
I told you all about this. You jerks.
You forgetful jerks.
I want the full truthful story. What are you not telling us?
I told you all of it. This man asked me to harbor of empires. Listen back to episode 22.
I think there's
Skip
more to the
past
story.
The stupid ad at the beginning. And
why was this done to you?
They probably wanted to know what role they thought I had in this. You turned me in. What
yes.
do you think?
Yeah, well, that's...
Prisoners get dropped off on the second floor of the mayor's house?
For torture.
You've not heard the stories? I mean, many people who've accused of crimes disappear, never to be seen again. I now can only assume this is where they...
Or never to see again. Waka waka.
On their way to nothingness.
So, like, random people who have been complaining about how the town isn't the best town ever have also had this fate? Sounds like a pretty great mayor, you guys. And a pretty
Let's
great
kill him!
Well, right. That's why I don't care about the fact that he's dead. But also, we
What
need
do
to...
you know about the mayor? The Baron.
Fuck the mayor!
Okay, well...
Well, don't worry about him anymore.
Do you know where he is right now?
He's an evil man. I don't know where he is.
Yeah, did
he's probably off running the town somewhere.
Did he know that you were here? Like, would he participate in the interrogation?
I never saw him here. I don't know.
So, never saw him.
Does Izek, like, live here and run the mayor? Like, does Izek have control over the mayor, do you think?
I don't know.
Well, why would Izek go to the mayor's house and interrogate you? You didn't
because
even
this is where I am?
At all? But, what?
No, he took me here. He put me in this room.
But you knew you were going to the mayor's house, or were you, like, blindfolded or something?
No, I was led here to the mayor's house. I know where I am.
Right. Didn't you think that was weird? I don't know. Just, why would they
I don't know. I was
house?
Terrified for my life. I wasn't really thinking about it.
All right, what do we do with you?
You let me go!
No!
I'll run away. You'll never see me again.
False.
I would like to see you try.
Yeah.
You even know which way the door is.
Yes.
No, you don't. All right. We can't just leave.
All right. I say we have to keep this guy here because now he knows we're here. And if we're going to do the plan where we're going to try to figure out who killed the mayor.
Oh, shh, don't tell him. Well, I guess he knows.
Yeah. Wait, does he know?
Now he does.
Now he does. All right,
sweet. Well, it doesn't matter anyway because he can't leave here. So, you know, he can't leave. We can't let him go.
True.
So who wants to babysit him or may I kill him, please?
I don't really want him to be dead.
Yeah.
Well, he may
like he's
no
suffered
more.
A fair amount.
Not to mention he may
yeah,
no
suffered
more.
So much, he should be at peace.
In the short term, I will remind Lank that you do hold keys to this room.
Yeah.
The chains are no longer functional, though they are still attached to him.
Yeah, but what, has he been pooping in here? I mean, geez, I can't imagine that there's facilities in this tiny room.
There's a bucket in the corner.
Can we just lock him in another room where he can lay down, be reasonably comfortable while we do what we have to do here, and then we can let him go when we're done?
It can't be a room with windows.
You've run into one room with a bed with no windows, and it has lots of dolls in it.
Oh, let's keep him in the creepy doll room!
Put him
yes,
in the...
yes, 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 yes!
Because there's a bed in there. Okay, yes.
That door does not lock anymore.
Oh, guys.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right.
Don't make me guard that door, too, guys. I missed out all the excitement last time.
Somebody can heal. You can fix things. I've witnessed you do it, haven't I?
Oh,
who are you talking to?
Nick.
Nick's not there.
Nick's at the front door.
Ah, shit. Nick! Alright, well, I know Nick can, I keep saying heal things. Nick can fix things.
Mend.
Well, it doesn't matter. Fix and mend are the same word.
I thought you said men.
Nick can mend.
Nick's a real man.
You're like, only men can fix things.
No. I know Nick can fix stuff.
Or could Nick fix a window so that he can't get out?
No, he can't do that. I don't think. I mean, it's like broken
stuff.
Doesn't
he have special pest control powers to seal it up?
Can we just put something over a window?
Why don't we just put him in the doll room and fix the door?
I'm worried the dolls might somehow help him.
Get the dolls out!
Oh, I'm not touching those things.
Will wants to put him in the privy with the dead dogs.
Why not? Sure. I'll put him in the bathtub with the dead people.
All right, we'll put him in the doll room. Let's put something in front of the door that would be difficult to move.
Impossible. But not so impossible that God can't do it. We can't do it.
It's like the age-old thing, if God could microwave a burrito hotter than even he himself could not eat it. It's just like that.
I'm going to grab the desk from the study. Can I pick it up?
Roll a strength check.
22.
Yes. Surprisingly. Great. With great difficulty. You're gonna be sore tomorrow.
Alright. Oh, crap. You better get in the room before I drop it on myself.
Alright, we take him into the... Well, I help guide him into the doll room.
Alright. And then you'd better get out, because I'm going to lose the... I'm just going to drop it right in front of the door.
Okay.
I hope that none of the servants wake up!
I know, Jesus.
I mean, gently lower it with my with my legs.
Oh, next week on Pork Fried Dice, how do you deal with a dragonborn lower back injury? All right, thankfully, it's pretty close to there. You probably have to set it down to get through the door anyway, because it's about as wide as the door to get out of the library and into there. Okay. But you can set it in eventually get it in front of the door, so that way it would be blocked by the desk.
Okay. It's pretty inconvenient to get through now.
Yeah, you can clamber over the desk or squeeze around it.
I mean,
but he has no eyeballs. That gives him a disadvantage for sure, right?
What? Oh, the door opens out, so it would have to go through the desk to...
So in order for any of you to take care of him, Batthwack has to keep moving the desk. We have a very efficient system going here.
No, we're
going
to have the rat do it.
Plus, when the servants come up tomorrow, they're going to be like, what the hell is the desk doing in front of this door?
My guess is we will be encountering the servants way before then.
My guess is that this entire building will be burned to the ground.
Ah, yes.
All right. So you've got him shoved in there.
Yeah.
There's a big desk in the hallway. And you've got some bodies that you moved around. Now what do you want to do?
God.
I want to go to Disneyland. That's
a nice, concise summary of our activities.
Yeah, really.
As long as I have made sure that the doors could be locked, can I take the keys back? Can I borrow the keys and lock the doors? I'm trying to make that a fortress so nobody can get in there and see the dead bodies.
No, because I want to go in there and look at the trap door.
Oh, no, not the bedroom.
Okay.
I feel like I need to be able to pretend to go back and forth into the bedroom and be like, okay. We're not that voice.
Okay.
I'm not the coffin maker. But yeah, no, just the door, like, yeah.
Well, you have to ask Lank for the keys.
Oh,
and
Lank.
You have a history of getting keys and whatnot from Lank, so we'll see how this goes.
Oh, great. Can I have the keys so I can lock the keys that I found, may I remind you?
That bossy tone is not going to help you on
Alka Sarn. I told you he was the rude one.
Lank tosses the keys to Will.
Good. All right. So he just tries to lock whatever, if any of the keys go to
all the
doors.
The bathroom doors, both of those lock.
Okay.
The door to the hallway, from the hallway to the bridal gown room locks.
Okay, good.
The door between the bedroom and the bridal gown room does not lock.
Okay.
But the master bedroom, all the doors off of the hallways lock.
Okay. Can I just remove the master bedroom key from the ring and then toss it back to whoever needed it? Batthwack.
You could do whatever.
Wait,
you
no,
want.
He wanted to go in the bedroom. Never mind. Come into the bedroom. I was just going to keep... No! No way! I was just hoping to be able to, if I go in back and forth in there, to be able to lock the door when I,
am
pretending to be the mayor.
It's Dungeons and Dragons.
All right. Well, then I remove the key and toss the rest of the keys to whoever wants them. I guess Bathwack, but then be like, here, come inside if you want to look up in the creepy attic. I'm sure it's creepy for all of us.
Yeah, who's coming with me to look in the creepy attic?
I can go along.
Cool.
Right. I want to go too.
Oh, everyone's looking in the creepy attic. Awesome. Let's pull it down.
I'm just going to go stand by the stairs to make sure that no servants are coming up. Like, at the end of the hallway to make sure that nobody's coming down the hallway. Cool?
Okay. That is cool.
Cool.
All right. So you pull down the trap door. A ladder slides down, allowing convenient access up through the trap door. It's kind of halfway between the bed and the door to the master bedroom. Anybody who climbs up the ladder, you can poke your head up to see. It's a dusty, roughly 20-foot square room with a high-pitched ceiling that reaches its peak about 20 feet above. So it's a pretty high, lofty, open room. The wooden rafters, it's very cobwebby up here, dusty. And then there's an old table with a lantern on it. There's a window in the western wall, which is the back of the house. And then there is a closed door leading out of here.
What?
Guys, I see a door up here and a table. You want to come up?
No, there are no peoples? No creatures?
No.
Okay, here I come.
Lank will ascend as well.
Okay. So does someone open the door?
We just stand there forever.
Nope.
Anyone for Parcheesi?
Yeah, I was just hoping someone else would volunteer, but if there are no other volunteers, I'll open the door.
I can open the door.
Is it locked?
You both reach for the door at the same time. It's awkward.
Excuse me. Sorry. Oh, sorry.
Please. I'm sorry.
This is so touching.
All right.
I'm opening the door.
You open the door. It is unlocked. And you step out to find yourself in a very large room full of old, forgotten things. There are barrels, crates, trunks, old furnishings covered with cobwebs and dust. many of which are covered with white sheets appearing in this unused space to be, you know, just like a assortment of still ghosts.
Oh.
And with that, we will leave it for today.
Wait, it's an oubliette? It's an oubliette.
Oh, wait, a place where things go to be forgotten?
That's right.
Hoggle.
Yes. So you said it's covered with white sheets?
A lot of the things are like in storage, you know, furniture covered with white sheets.
So also possibly the still ghosts, I see. Or did you just now tell us those were the still ghosts?
I just expressly used the words still ghosts to end
this
episode.
Eric's like, you guys were all supposed to climb outside of the house up to the attic and find these fucking still ghosts at the beginning of the episode. What's wrong with all of you?
We'd like to make you work.
Yeah, my first words on my notes were still ghosts. I'm kidding.
Can we just go to sleep with the forgotten stuff and get some rest already?
We all just
you'll
go
have
to
decide. This is where we're ending for tonight. So
I know, but I want to
figure out.
Okay.
You can strategize about whether you all want to sleep up here or
Aaron.
Whatever you want to do.
Some people in the party have been wanting to sleep since we got here, so...
Yep.
Oh, God.
That's true.
I just realized it's going to be super freaking... Some people are going to have to go back to the inn to make this look normal. Because otherwise, why the hell are there all of the people that were just in town, all these newcomers, in the house? It's going to have to be just like a couple of us that stay.
We were invited.
Not to sleep there, I don't think, right?
Well, they don't know that. Maybe we were having a wonderful game of Pinochle or something, and we just had staying.
Or Monopoly.
Yeah.
Or Beaten Men in Closets.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's a good game.
Wonderful games.
So creepy.
I loved that. That was great.
That was
you guys were like, "Oh, this is horrible." Oh, it's him. Ah, fuck this guy. That's awesome.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.